Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, it's great to have you inside the Everyday Saturday show. I hope you're having the most amazing day ever. I am, and I'm going to give you several reasons why, and I want to transfer this energy over to you as well. I think first and foremost, it's been a huge week in America as the premiere of New Edition, the movie, has come out last night. Was what do you call 3 days? I forget. Out of Lake right now. 3 days. So you're probably following right along, right? If you're not excited about New Edition, the movie being out now, it's a miniseries. That's kind of what I want to call it, miniseries. If you're not excited about that being out, I'm not so sure we can be friends, okay? So check yourself before you wreck yourself. I'm fired up. I saw the first night last night, and the next one is coming up tonight, and we end it out tomorrow. I'll be DVRing it, though, because way, way too many commercials. Looking for your recommendations on TV. I'm cutting the cord with DirecTV. Too much money. My minimalist mentality will not allow me to spend $110 a month on cable anymore, which is DirecTV is cable. Come on. It's not like you actually have a satellite. You can choose what stations. You got to pick their package. I've seen Sling TV advertised a lot. The only TV I really watch anymore is football games, and then I'll bounce around the channel to watch each political party yell at themselves. That's more than enough entertainment that I need for the week. So give me your recommendations. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I see some Hulu, some Amazon, some Netflix, some antennas for local channels. What do you do? How do you cut your TV programming package down without sacrificing? I got a daughter who is an addict for Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. If it doesn't have, I think it's Disney Channel. So if Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is not part of the package, don't even bring it to me, because our 2-year-old cannot function without Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside. It's fun inside. It's what we do all day, every day. Speaking of which, how is your week going, champion? How is your week going? Have you adopted any of what we've been talking about? The champion mentality, getting your 2017 off to just an incredible start. It's funny, I get a lot of messages. Dude, have you lost your mind? Midlife crisis? Have you bitten off more than you could chew? Are you? No, none of that. I think I lost my mind a long time ago. If you do not lose your mind, you need to lose your mind. I mean, people look at that as a negative thing. She's lost your mind. Okay, I look at that as a great thing, because if you used to be a corporate slave or buying things you couldn't afford with money you didn't have to impress people you didn't even like, then yeah, that was a really bad mindset to have. Have you adopted a new one? Great. You've lost your mind. That's awesome. Well, in that context, let's name the show. Let's name the show. Losing Your Mind. Have you lost your mind? That's going to be the title of today's show. Look for it on iTunes. Have you lost your mind? And then share this with everybody you know, saying, hey, have you lost your mind? Because if you haven't, then you're just living in Averageville. What are you doing now? You're going with the flow. And we all know who goes with the flow, right, class? Dead fish. That's who goes with the flow. Do you want to be a dead fish, or do you want to be that salmon swimming upstream? Two states in the world, people visit Idaho and Alaska to watch the salmon swim upstream, because they're unusual. They're different. And the entrepreneurial journey is all about swimming upstream. Hell, anything's about swimming upstream. Case in point, we got our house for sale, and the journey has been absolutely horrible. Terrible. It sucks. Selling your home sucks. There's no other way around it. Why? Because if you're currently living in the home you're selling, then you got to have your then you got to show your home. And if you got to show your home, what do you got to do? You got to get it ready for a showing. So the way it works, at least in our neck of the woods here in Midwestern Ohio, they have an app. You also get an email. Either way, you get a push notification on the app or you get an email and you get a text. I mean, they do everything but, you know, come and knock on your door to let you know a realtor would like to show your home between 1 and 2 in the afternoon tomorrow. So, okay, cool. You accept, you confirm that you're going to be showing your home between 1 and 2. And I'm telling you this story just to let you know that, look, we hope to get a little bit of profit, a little bit of money in our pockets, pay off all the credit card, all the debt, everything, okay? Move into our new little farmhouse with an outhouse, and we got a flipping outhouse. I thought I only had 1.5 baths for 6 people. Oh, I've got 1 3/4 baths, baby. We got the outhouse in the backyard for the kids to get ready in the morning and to use as they see fit. Anywho, back to the story. So selling your home sucks, but you got to go through the process. You can't focus on even as hard as this was. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I was up at 4 a.m. Let me tell you something about getting up at 4 a.m. You feel like you're already winning. You feel like you're already winning. You're ahead of the game. Everybody else is sleeping until 6 or 7. You're not. You're up. You're at them. You're having a coffee. You got whatever, your 40-ounce of water sitting there. You're getting jacked up and getting back to emails, responding back to messages, social media, whatever it is, and you're preparing all that crap you would have normally done at 7 a.m. You're doing it at 4 a.m. You're winning, and you're at the gym at 6. So push notification comes in. Realtor wants to show the home. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. All right, no biggie. 1 o'clock today. Awesome. So we have a 2-year-old at home. Our other 3 girls go to school throughout the day. Our 2-year-old has a lot of medical equipment we got to carry with us, an emergency bag, a suction machine, a pulse ox monitor for when she takes a nap, got to monitor her heart rate, her sat levels, all that stuff. So we got to get all that together even if we were to go to the grocery store. But no, we're showing our home. We're showing our home. So we need to get the home ready. Now, getting a home ready if it's just you and your spouse is hard enough. Getting your home ready with 3 older kids that leave the house in the morning like it was Walmart on a Black Friday is a completely different thing. And then we get them out of the house and we got to chase a 2-year-old around having her who's trying to undo everything that you've already done. Hey, put that towel back. Hey, don't splash water there. Can you put your shoes back on? Okay, over here, honey. Stay off the carpet. Can't have footprints on the freshly vacuumed carpet for the showing. The showing's at 1 o'clock. We leave the house at 11:30. That's we left the house at 10:30. That's 2.5 hours. Why? Because our daughter's nap time was coming up. She got up early, so her nap was coming up maybe 11, 11:15. Get her settled in the car. Coochie coo. Boo, all the dumb games you play with the kid to try to get him settled down. She finally crashes at like 11:15, 11:20. Oddly enough, my wife and I feel like, hey, this is quality time. I'm driving. She's in the back car, or the back seat of the car, like something out of Driving Miss Daisy. But yet, it's conversation. We can talk uninterrupted. No kids cutting you off in mid-sentence, telling you what. You ever have that? Hey, your kids ever do that? They ask you a question. You get 3 words out. They ask you another question. It's like, hey, can I finish the previous one or no? So we're just riding around. Our daughter's sleeping. And then around 1 o'clock, the time of the showing, we start driving closer to our house, be a little bit of stalkerish type of activity to see, hoping that the realtor comes with the buyer, potential buyer, ahead of time, like at 1 o'clock, closer to the start of the showing as opposed to the latter part, because then we get back in our house. Drive by at 1, 110, 120, 130, 150, no realtor. 2 o'clock, go back in. Realtor never showed. Never showed. Never called. Never let us know they weren't going to make it. Let me tell you something. The thoughts that were going through my mind, I can't even repeat on this family show today. But it was our 4th showing. 2 of them were no-shows. And each one of those 4 so far, we have had to get the house ready, staged, all of that. That's painful, man. That sucks. But if we're going to sell our house right now in the current way this game is played, we don't have any other choice. That's all we got. But the realtor who didn't show, were they rude? Absolutely, they were rude. Is it a realtor problem? No, it's a personality trait. How you do anything is how you do everything. This is how you treat people in everyday life. You don't give a crap. You don't care. You're inwardly focused. You're self-absorbed. You're only thinking about yourself, and you're going to lack success and purpose and passion and significance the rest of your life. So I don't want that for you. Now, being on the other end of that, myself, my wife, who are, you know, sacrificing this time. Oh, by the way, I can't work. I can't do. Were you expecting a podcast yesterday? Homie ain't recording a show. I can't even get into my office until later on in the day. And then the kids are home from school and it's like a jailbreak. So it interrupts so many things. But I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm back at it today, back and better than ever, recording this for you. But I also want to let you know to embrace the process. All right? If you want to get to where you're going, you're going to have to, it sucks, man. I don't know the way to tell it, but it's just the way it is. And if you don't like it, then don't play the game. You already know the rules ahead of time. Don't pretend like you didn't know adversity was going to hit. Don't pretend like you didn't know somebody was going to come in and screw up your business. Don't pretend like you didn't know you're going to launch something, nobody buy it, or lose a bunch of money. You know that's going to happen. The entrepreneurial journey is not just one linear line going upward. It just isn't that way. Hey, by the way, are you joining me on my Facebook live streams? I had Kathleen Gage on 2 days ago talking about the entrepreneurial journey. Got the great Joel Kamm on tomorrow. That would be Thursday, January 26th at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Joel's going to be, he's a New York Times bestseller. I call him Mr. Livestream. He live streams everything. He was at the inauguration last weekend, live streaming all weekend long. He just goes to events and does it from his home as well. And he knows all about live streaming. So if you want to get plugged in to how to do more live streams, make sure you go to my page every day of Saturday on Facebook. Like the page and make sure you get notified when we go live, which will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern. January 26th, 1 o'clock Eastern. All of that to be said. Joel will tell you tomorrow too. The entrepreneurial journey, there's no guarantees, man. I mean, he's a speaker as well. He's gone to events where nobody showed up and the promoter said there'd be 1,000 people there. Just happened. So if you're trying to avoid pain, go find something else to do because success always involves pain. Success always involves sacrifice. It always involves being uncomfortable. And yes, it definitely involves people thinking that you're losing your damn mind. Look, if everybody's on the other side of the room looking at you, thinking you're an idiot, you're winning. Congratulations. Give me a high five. Woo-hoo! Way to go. Way to get them talking, man. Rattle their cages. Absolutely. If you're like everybody else, that sucks. That's worse than any pain you're ever going to go. Call me, and I say this 1,000 times, and I'll say it till my last breath. You can call me anything you want. And I think I've been called just about every word. I mean, I can't say there's some very creative language that people have used in my direction in the past. But do not. You want to see me go bat, you know what, crazy? You want to see me lose my mind? You want to see me get angry? Call me average. Hey, what do you think of Sam Crowell? Yeah, he's just average. Oh my God. That would be, fortunately, I don't know. Somebody's saying that behind my back. I want to know who they are. But ever since I lost my mind, nobody's called me average. And you know what else? In 10 years, I've never had to cash a paycheck from somebody else. I'm not saying I wasn't ever close. I'm not saying there were some dark days when I looked at the old checking account or looked at the ledger and looked at the accounts payable and said, this is going to be quite the juggling act. But I look up. I don't look straight ahead. I look up. My Christian faith says, look up. Okay, look up to the creator. Don't look ahead. The enemy wants you to look ahead and trip over all your mistakes that you think are in your way. Look up, man. It's okay. You're going to go through adversity. That's all part of the process. This home is going to sell. Homes have been selling for 100 years, 200 years, longer than that. My home's going to sell. But boy, is this a pain in the backside getting it done. But you got to embrace the process. You can't get emotional about it. You can take your, look, get angry for a couple minutes. I was. Should have heard me when I came in the house yesterday. No realtor card on the counter. Nobody was here. Just sideways. But then I let it go. Posted about it on my Facebook page just to let people know, hey, this is what's going on. People enjoy seeing other people are miserable and having some bad luck. That's cool. But I don't wallow in the misery. I don't pitch a tent in the valley. I go through the valley and pass through the valley on the way to the mountaintop, all the while losing my mind along the way. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Fired up, man. I'm jacked up. Make sure, hey, if you haven't left a 5-star review on iTunes, would you get yourself over there and do that? Leave a 5-star review for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hit me up. Oh, don't forget your free 30-minute power call with our top coach. 30 minutes on the phone, allowing you to play big in 2017. It's free, no obligation. Get on the phone, schedule your power call with the Everyday Saturday Coaching Team. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. That's samcrowleycoaching.com. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.